Testing.
In a little toy neighborhood, a tiny trolley rolls past a house at the end of a street. Welcome to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Today, Mr. Rogers talks about helping. Now we're inside a real house. When Mr. Rogers walks in the front door and starts to sing, he'll set down a cone-shaped megaphone. He'll hang up his dark blue sport coat and put on a purple sweater and a pair of blue sneakers.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Well, we are neighbors, and I'm glad of that. How are you doing today? I wanted to show you this. You know what it is? It's a megaphone.
He puts the megaphone to his mouth.
Hello.
See, the megaphone makes your voice sound bigger.
Hello there.
This megaphone belongs to Marlon Barnett, and she uses it when she's in a big class of people whom she's teaching, so she can be easily heard. Thought it might be fun for you to see a megaphone up close. Of course, you could try making one with your hands.
He cups his
Hello
hands.
There. Happy we're together.
Or, I think I have a paper towel tube here.
He finds the cardboard tube of an empty towel roll.
You could use one of these, too. So you don't have to have fancy toys to...
Like this. Hello. Thank you very much.
Let's see who that is.
He looks out the window.
Oh, it's Marlon herself.
He walks outside.
Hi, Marlon.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for loaning me this.
You're welcome. Very welcome. I don't need it when I'm working just with you, but when I have a really large class, it helps me out a lot.
Oh, sure. Now, you want some outside exercises today?
Yes, and today we're going to work on some exercises where we help one another and support one another.
Good. How do we do that?
Well, normally we jog in place all by ourselves, but today we're going to hold hands and step out.
They face each other and hold hands.
We're going to take a wide step
and
touch. Another wide step and touch. Bend your knees.
Together they step to the side, then step back the other way.
Touch.
It's like a dance.
Yes, it is.
Mr. Rogers smiles as he steps from side to side.
Oh, you're going fast.
And faster.
Hey, that gets you warmed up, doesn't it?
Great. Do you feel warm?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's enough of that. Now, let's try this one. I will have to explain this to you. Let's hold hands.
Yeah.
They still face each other.
Still, feet apart.
Feet apart. Okay.
I'm going to bend down halfway.
Do I do that?
Now you
too?
Watch.
Oh, I just watch.
Just watch me. Bend down. And then when I come up to a standing position, I'm going to go all the way up on my toes. But I'm not going to bend my ankle over. I'm going to keep it straight in line, ankle with my legs.
All
right. So I'm all the way up.
And so I'm just going to hold you.
You're going to hold me and help me.
Okay.
Now it's your turn.
Oh, you want me to do the same thing?
You
want to
try that?
Sure.
Bend down.
Marilyn holds Mr. Rogers' hands.
Good.
He slowly bends his knees.
Up to a standing position.
Like he's going to sit down.
No, all the way
up. He stands up straight
Good.
Again, then stands tippy-toe.
And back down. Now, we're going to try something. When I go down, and then when I come up, as I'm coming up, you go down.
All right.
Want to try it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm down.
Mr. Rogers holds her hands
up.
While she bends
all
her knees.
All the way up, you go down.
When she stands on her tippy-toes,
Good.
Mr. Rogers bends his knees.
You're coming up, I'm going down. That's it. Down. Up.
If you didn't hold me, I'd probably
fall.
Oh,
no, I'm working with you. I'm helping you. You won't fall.
They hold hands tightly, helping each other balance as they go down and up.
Boy, I can feel those muscles.
Good. That helps the muscles in both the lower and the upper leg. Did you like that?
I did, yeah.
There are a lot of exercises I could teach you, but today I have a class to get back to and I need to run.
Well, thanks for all the time you give us.
You're welcome. I always enjoy exercising with you.
You're always welcome here, Marlon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Let's have some make-believe.
He walks back inside through the front door.
I like it when Marlon comes. She's great. Come on, trolley.
The toy trolley rolls out on its tracks.
Hello, trolley. Thank you.
Well, Lady Elaine Fairchild has been magically taking every vacuum sweeper in make-believe. Nobody has any vacuum sweepers at all. She has them all. So Lady Eberlin and Mayor Maggie and Purple Panda and Prince Tuesday are all trying to do something about it. So let's make believe that they do after the trolley goes by the castle garden in the neighborhood of make believe.
The trolley rolls into the tunnel and comes out in the neighborhood of make believe. King Friday comes out of the castle.
Hello, trolley.
The puppet King Friday glances around the castle garden.
Where is everybody? I say, where is everybody?
Here I am, Uncle Friday.
Niece Eberlin, I presume?
Correct. As usual, Uncle Friday.
And what is keeping you away from the castle?
Oh, we're still trying to solve the vacuum sweeper problem, sire.
You mean Fairchild still has them all?
Yes. In make-believe and in Westwood, all of them.
I may have to call out the Royal Guard.
Oh, please wait on that, Uncle Friday. Purple Panda is here, and we're hoping he'll help us solve it peacefully.
I'll give you 17 and a half to do so. Report back to me then.
All right, sire, we will.
You are excused. To the field, niece.
Thank you, sire.
Lady Eberlin ducks under the trolley tracks. Neighbor Aber joins her.
Oh, hi, Neighbor Aver.
Mayor Maggie had to go back to Westwood, so she asked me to represent our district at the showdown.
Has Lady Elaine come out yet?
Well, not that I could see, but Purple Panda and Prince Tuesday are over there waiting.
We'd better help them.
Neighbor Aver nods. They walk to the museum garage. It has a cone-shaped megaphone on top.
Hi, Purple Panda. Hi, Tuesday.
Hi, hello.
Panda. Hi, Tuesday.
I thought she would have come out before this.
Oh, I'm glad you're both here.
You're sure she has all the vacuum sweepers?
Oh, yes. In her VS room. She got them with her boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
We're getting some movement now.
Some circular movement, faster and faster.
The museum go-round spins.
But what's that on top of the museum?
It looks like a big megaphone.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the museum go-round. We are closed for cleaning.
But Lady Elaine, you said you'd come out and talk.
Why do you want to talk?
We need to speak about vacuum sweepers.
Vacuum sweepers, vacuum sweepers, vacuum
Lady Elaine
sweepers.
Comes out.
That's all I ever hear, vacuum sweepers.
But you started it, Auntie Lady Elaine.
I started it. And I'm ending it. I've got all the vacuum sweepers there are in there, so I'll never hear them. I mean, hear about them again.
Do you not like the sound of vacuum sweepers, Lady Elaine?
No, I don't.
What does it make you think about?
The wind blowing me away.
And what else?
Oh, eating me up and never being here again.
But vacuum sweepers don't do that to people.
They do it to dirt. I've seen them.
But people aren't dirt, Lady Elaine.
But what if people get dirty?
Well, they're still not dirt.
And vacuum sweepers would never blow them away or suck them up.
Never?
Never people or pandas.
Do you believe them, Tuesday?
Oh, yes, Auntie Lady Elaine. Purple Panda helped me understand that a long time ago.
How do you know so much about vacuum sweepers, Purple Panda?
A long time ago, I was afraid of them, really afraid of them, and my purple parents explained to me and showed me.
Please, Auntie Lady Elaine, please let Purple Panda show you.
You mean with a real vacuum sweeper?
If you just loan him one for a minute.
Oh, I don't think I could.
Please, Lady Elaine.
Oh, but they're so loud.
We'll stand right beside you.
Yes.
Well,
I promise nobody will get hurt.
Okay.
Lady Elaine brings out a small vacuum sweeper.
Oh, this one's mine.
Let's hope it will help liberate them all.
Okay, here's one for you, but just on loan.
This is what my purple parents told me.
Panda takes the sweeper.
A vacuum sweeper is just for dirt and dust and tiny things. A vacuum sweeper could never sweep us, 'cause we're not dirt. We're pandas.
He pretends to vacuum.
Pandas. A vacuum sweeper could never sweep us, never sweep us, never sweep us. A vacuum sweeper could never sweep us, 'cause we're not dirt. We're pandas. Pandas, 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 pandas. We're not dirt. We're pandas. That is how my purple parents helped me.
But I'm not a panda.
But you are a person. You all are people. You can sing people instead of panda. Try it.
Okay. We're people. A vacuum sweeper could never sweep us, never sweep us, never sweep us. A vacuum sweeper could never sweep us, 'cause we're not dirt. We're pandas. Pandas, 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 pandas. We're not dirt. We're pandas.
Well, I never thought of it that way, Toots.
How do you feel now, Lady Elaine?
I feel like I've just unloaded a lot of stuff.
Vacuum stuff?
Yes. Now, you know that little one's yours.
Oh.
All yours.
Thank you, Lady Elaine.
Thank Purple Panda.
Thanks, Purple Panda.
I thank my purple mom and dad.
Our help comes from many directions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who wants to help me deliver a carload of vacuum sweepers to their real homes?
I'll help.
In fact, I'll take this to the castle right away.
Just come to the VS room.
As soon as I take this one to Westwood, I'll come back and help with others.
Happiness to you and your life ahead.
Lady Aberlin waves goodbye and carries a small vacuum sweeper toward the castle.
Oh, yes, Trolley, I'm glad, too.
Trolley goes back into the tunnel, comes out of Mr. Rogers' living room, and rolls by Mr. Rogers.
So, Lady Elaine was afraid of vacuum sweepers, and Purple Panda was able to help her understand that vacuum sweepers could never sweep her up. His parents had helped him understand it, and he was able to help others. So proud of that.
In the kitchen, he feeds the fish. The tiny fish peck at the food on the water's surface.
You know, it would have been so much easier on everybody if Lady Elaine had only talked about her feelings about sweepers with people early on. She would have saved a lot of trouble for herself and everyone else. Whenever you have a worry or scary, I hope you can talk about it with someone you love. That can really help. Now, there's a place in our neighborhood that I'd like you to see. It's an art center where people do many interesting things, people helping other people. Let's just go there now. I know someone who will take us around and show us things. Come along.
He walks outside. In the toy neighborhood, we go from his little yellow house to a red building. Now Mr. Rogers enters the real art center.
Bob.
Fred, I'm glad you could make it.
Thank you. I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. Bob Bates.
Let me show you what we're doing.
Certainly.
Follow me.
Mr. Rogers follows Bob into a large art room where children work together in small groups. The children build tall sculptures with pieces of wood. Each piece of wood is a different size and shape. Some are square, others are curvy. An adult in each group helps glue the blocks together into sculptures as big as the kids. The children paint the sculptures many bright colors. One is painted green, purple, red, blue, and yellow. Mr. Rogers and Bob join one of the groups.
How can I do that? Oh, just get a piece of wood and put it where I want it?
Choose a shape that you really like.
Mr. Rogers chooses a flat, curved
like
piece of wood, a little bigger than his hand.
That looks like something good, too. Listen, where could I put that? Where do you think it would be good to put?
Over here.
Mr. Rogers puts his shape
here,
on one spot, then moves it.
Over here? All kinds of places it could go. And so you just
talk to the children, like this piece. They were telling me that it looked like a bird.
Yeah.
Actually, the beat they saw here and the shape. So we like them to pick out a shape and find out what they think it looks like. Every shape has a figure.
But you mean a bird could even go up like that?
Yeah.
He puts it on top of the sculpture.
Up there? That's a good idea. Okay. Now, how would you put that on?
Well, glue, a lot of glue, right? And we'll try to balance it out so it won't tip over this way, it won't tip over
she
that way.
She squirts glue from a heated glue gun.
Very generous. So we'll make sure it will come on.
She sticks it on top.
Stick it on.
But the children don't use the glue.
No, it's the glue's very hot until it cools down. It doesn't dry, but it just cools. And when it gets cold, it turns back into the same kind of material it was before.
Uh-huh.
And so she has to hold it from there. There it is. It's setting up now. You could still tear it off right now. Let's take a look over here.
All right.
Mr. Rogers follows Bob across the room, where children paint their tall, curvy sculptures bright colors.
Look at these.
Yeah, look at these. Look at this one, Fred, over here. It's really tall. Really tall.
It's as tall as Mr. Rogers.
And they've already made them, and now they're painting them.
Yeah.
The sculpture looks like a skinny giraffe.
It's
beautiful.
You want me to paint some? Oh, I'd like to try. What color should I make? You want to give me a color?
Two children pass him paint and brushes.
One of each? How can I do one of each? I'll try. I'll try some here.
With a brush, he paints a piece of wood shaped like a horse's shoe, pink.
And some of yours?
He paints it blue, too.
Yeah.
The children watch Mr. Rogers help. Next, he paints a circle of wood blue.
You like that one? Now, where should I put some of yours?
A girl points to an unpainted, curvy piece of wood. Mr. Rogers paints it pink.
That's great.
Okay. You do such good work.
Fred, let me show you another one of our places.
Thank you.
Mr. Rogers gives the paint back to the children, then looks up at another
sculpture. I've got another room I want you to see.
Look at this.
Yeah, look at that one.
Right up to the sky.
That's the tallest of them all.
Where are we going
I want you to see our music room now.
In a music class, a teacher watches a boy play a xylophone.
Right, hold on, a different one.
Fred, I want you to meet a very special artist. Ed is a musician that works with the children.
Glad to meet you. Ed, glad to meet you. Thank you.
Well, welcome to our place. We've been working on playing some music here. We're working with patterns, something that repeats, and today we're trying to play things that are soft.
Soft?
Yeah. So everyone's going to try to play soft, and we're just listening. And we were expecting you guys, so we left the beam for you to come and play.
Let me show you what the beam is.
All right.
On top of a long wooden beam, two strings are drawn tight like a guitar strings.
Okay, we use the mallets, and it's made out of simply plastic bottles, string, and wood. And when I hit it...
Bob slides a round metal bar down the strings.
That sounds
nice. I'm going to let you play the metal part, and I'll use the mallets.
All right.
Okay, so when I point to you, it means you start playing and keep playing. And when I give you this sign, it just means to stop. And we're all kind of watching and trying to work together and make our music. Okay?
Make a piece together.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
Ed points to the xylophone player. He points to two drummers, one by one.
That sounds great.
points to another xylophonist, to a chime player. Mr. Rogers and Bob start to play the beam. Now Ed stops the musicians one by one.
Great to be able to be a part of your orchestra.
Oh, so glad. Yeah.
Fred, I want to show you the ceramics right now.
Come on,
follow me.
All right.
Okay, let's switch and get some different players up here, shall we?
The children change instruments. Mr. Rogers follows Bob out of the classroom. They walk outside.
Did you have people helping you to like art when you were little?
My mom and dad did when I was a kid. My dad gave me all kinds of things, paint and Crayolas and wood and all kinds of stuff to build, and I've been doing that ever since. And since I've gotten older, I want to be able to enable kids to do that so that they can believe in themselves and trust their own intuitions and their own feelings.
So you started this place?
Yeah, with a lot of help. Come on, I'll show you in here.
Mr. Rogers and Bob enter an art room where children shape brown clay into large vases.
Fred, I'd like you to meet Robert.
Hello, nice to meet you, Fred. Have a new ceramic.
Thank you.
Hi, Bob.
What are you working on here?
Today they're working on ceramic slab vases.
Vases?
Yes.
I like yours. What is this kind of?
The boy puts a round lid on his face.
Over the top of it. Is it fun for you to do it? It looks like it's fun.
Fred, would you like to see what one looks like when it's finished?
Oh, I would.
Let's ask Judith.
You mean
Judith?
This isn't finished?
Can you show us what they look like when they're finished?
Sure. This is one that another child made, and it's been fired and glazed.
It's colorful.
Beautiful.
And this is one that Bob made.
Bob made that one?
Yep.
Bob's face is white and blue, and his big hands.
Looks like you're having a good time with it, too. And you're always helping these people here too.
Judith and Robert really help out, and they set up the entire program to do ceramics with the kids. Let's look at some of the pieces, Fred. I know you have to leave soon. But...
Well, I want to see what you all are doing. Hi. Is this fun for you? Now, you start with this. Is that it?
Cardboard too.
And what do you do with this one?
Get a piece of newspaper.
Newspaper?
Yeah. You come in and roll it, and then you kind of put it inside. So the thing.
Oh, and then you put the clay over the newspaper. I see. Well, you've learned a lot here, haven't you?
Fred, look at the face on this one right here. Check this out.
The girl's face has a smiley face on it.
See how she's cut the slope on the top with that top tube like that?
Mr. Rogers looks closely at the base.
Could I turn this around? Look at that. How did you do that? Just put extra pieces of clay over?
Yeah, I got some pieces to make a mask.
Did you have any? Did you have people to help you to learn how to do this?
Well, so when I was little in kindergarten, my sister showed me.
Your sister showed you. And now look at you making all of these here at the Art Center.
Fred, let's look at one over here that's got a lot of stamps. Check all the stamps out.
A boy's vase is patterned with lines and circles.
That's beautiful. Is that fun for you to make? Yeah. I wish I could stay here all day.
Fred, I wish you could too. I have to stay with the kids, but we want you to know that you're welcome to come anytime you can. It's a pleasure to have you here every time you come by.
I feel part of your family.
Thanks. We're a part of yours too.
Thanks very much, Bob.
Thanks, Fred.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
Mr. Rogers leaves.
That's going really good. Boy, you really put a lot of stamps on this one. Are you going to be able to take the lid off the top?
if you're going to keep it on.
I'm
going to
turn it down.
No, if you don't, if it's not, if it's blue.
Outside, Mr. Rogers waves at us to follow him. In the toy neighborhood, we leave the red building and go back to the little yellow house. Mr. Rogers enters his real house.
Any wonder children like to go to that inner city art center. They do lots of things that are really fun. You know, and the best part about such a place is that everyone there knows that who you are is more important than what you do. That's for sure.
Who you are is more important than what you do.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. Like you. Who you are inside is what helps you make and do everything in life. Everything. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling. A
he
very
changes
good
into his
feeling,
loafers and sport coat.
The feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time. Bye.
Carrying the paper towel tube, he waves goodbye and walks out. This show was described by Descriptive Video Service, WGBH Boston, described by Samantha Manahan, read by Francis Kelly, funded by the U.S. Department of Education. For more information about DVS, call toll-free 1-800-333-1203 or write to our email address, dvs@wgbh.org. Credits roll. This week's neighbors, Chuck Aber, Lenny Melodandry, David Newell, Betsy Nada Siemens, Bob Trow, Betty Aberlin, Matt Miko, Maggie Stewart, Professor Wong Jin Hui, Wong Jia, Joe Negri, Marlon Barnett, and Bob Bates. Executive producer, Fred Rogers. Director of production, Sam Newbery. Musicians, Carl McVicker and Bob Rossthorne. Copyright 1996, Family Communications.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.